Tonight on ABC, two writers from The Simpsons and executive producer James L. Brooks team up again with a new primetime cartoon series. It's called The Critic and features the voice of John Lovitz as a film reviewer who hosts a show on a New York TV station. Our New York-based TV critic, David Bianculli, has a review. Here's a clip featuring The Critic hosting his movie review show.
Let's start with Arnold Schwarzenegger's latest film, Rabbi P.I. It's the story of a Chicago cop who goes undercover as a Hasidic Jew.
Eat lead, Rabbi.
Sorry, that's not kosher.
It's been 4 years since The Simpsons was spun off from The Tracy Ullman Show. And in those 4 years, TV has tried and failed to come up with another clever cartoon comedy. Remember Capital Critters, The Fish Police, and Family Dog? If you don't, it's just as well. But The Critic is different. If you love The Simpsons, you'll love The Critic, too. The former producers of The Simpsons, Al Jean and Mike Rice, have written a series that works on as many levels as that wonderful show. The pop culture references, the many and loony characters, they're all here. In terms of the humor, the film review satires are the easy part. Easy, but still funny.
Welcome to Coming Attractions. Tonight, we'll be reviewing Family Affair, the motion picture. Just look who got $8 million to play Mr. French.
Buffy, Zodi, for your lunch I have made peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Would you make a sandwich for my doll, Mrs. Beasley?
Yeah, sure. That's exactly what I feel like doing. Of course I can get together a little sandwich for your stupid little doll. Hang on a sec.
What I love most about The Critic, though, is how they've created a whole world for Lovitz's Jay Sherman outside of his on-air show. At work, he has to deal with a station owner who looks and sounds a little like Ted Turner and isn't too happy with Jay's opinions.
Why the hell do you have to be so critical?
I'm a critic.
No, your job is to rate movies on a scale from good to excellent.
What if I don't like them?
That's what good's for.
In his private life, Jay is a single parent, and his own parents make fun of him. So do most other people. Neighborhood kids call him King Dork, and he has only one close friend, an actor who sounds like Crocodile Dundee. Well, most of the time, anyway.
What's wrong, mate?
I'm afraid if my girlfriend meets you, she won't want me anymore.
You've got a point there. Women love me no matter what I do. I've tried not shaving, I've tried not bathing.
I've even tried talking like this!
No use.
Any cartoon show that tips its hat to Bullwinkle can't be all bad. And The Critic, except for its dull opening sequence, is almost all good. Most of the celebrity voices are impersonated, but one real celebrity lends a hand tonight, in a scene where Jay takes a beautiful young actress out to dinner.
Oh, great. They sat us in the critics section.
Pelican brief, more like turkey too long.
Even Satan himself would love this angel hair pasta. It's a goodbye, and so goodbye from Mr. Good Guy, Gene Shalit.
As a matter of fact, if I have to be critical of The Critic, it'd be about the absurdity of tonight's plotline, which has a starlet seducing Jay in order to get a good review. In almost 20 years as a critic, I've never once had that happen. But I'm still hoping.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.